Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I don't quite know how this is going to work, because I put my phone in my pocket. I'm a bit anxious, a bit overheated just now, and I don't want it to happen again. And I'm just going to groom my dog. So I would normally put it on the table. I'm just going outside now, and he's getting really excited. He's jumping about because he loves being groomed, especially because he gets a treat afterwards. Come here, boy. Good boy. Sit. I don't put a lead on him when I'm doing it, because I feel after all these years, I've had him 4.5 years, he ought to be obedient enough not to need one. Now, I haven't really got a lot of the equipment. Actually, I've got none of the equipment that Guide Dog supplied with him, and I'm now brushing him up the wrong way with a Zoom broom. Okay, stand. Good boy. Turn around. That's it. Now, we'll just wait. He's got a lot of hair coming out. He's a very short-haired dog, except around his neck and his back end. And the reason I have got none of Guide Dog's equipment is because actually we lost it all in the fire last year. I know everyone's probably sick of hearing me saying this, but we actually lost everything. So now, when I went to replace it, I'll tell you about the things I'm going along. I'm doing the Zoom groom at the moment, and the hair is flying out on his shoulders, his back. Good boy. He really likes it. He's wagging his tail and all his hair's going up my nose. Isn't it, boy? Round. Turn round. Come on. Good boy. That's it. Don't knock. No, he's knocked the bottle of grooming spray over. Oh, I'll do these hairs. I'm just going to do this side a bit and then we'll brush him down the right way to the lay of his coat. Oh, dear. Struggle to have me sneezing like a... I don't know what in a minute. I haven't groomed him for a few days, I must admit, because it was raining and I won't do him in the house. I don't really know why, because dogs make hairs everywhere anyway, but I don't really want to add to it knowingly, if you know what I mean. At my old house, one of my old houses, we had a flagstone, or no, it was quarry tile floor, and I used to do him in the kitchen because it was huge. But I don't do that now. I don't really want his hair flying everywhere out there. But in that one, it was so big, I could do him far enough away for all the cooking utensils and everything. Good boy, round. One more time. There, round you go. That's a good boy. Yeah. I'm beginning to get looking half decent in a minute. Now we're going to go down the right way now. This is actually... Oh, I can't stand this hair. When he's actually molting. I know they always molt to a certain extent, but he really is molting now. Unless I haven't done him for a couple of days, have I? Which really doesn't help. It's really not good enough. Now. There! You're a very good boy, aren't you, Nile Nile? Good boy. Yeah. Oh, these horrible hairs. You'll feel better with this lot gone, won't you? I'm sure. Okay. Turn round. Good boy. Wait. That's it. Stand. This side one more go and then we'll start with the... I could spend absolutely ages doing him today, but because I'm recording it, my boo will run out and I have to make sure I do him every day from now on. Now he's molting like this, he needs it even twice a day, but with the best will in the world, that's not going to happen. Okay, now I think I can hear a baby bird. Hope my cats haven't got wind of it. Good boy. Now the next thing I use, I won't use a comb on my dog. Even when I had the Guide Dogs one, I didn't use it because I don't like short-haired dogs having combs in their fur. I think it splits the hairs. So this thing is, it's like a conventional Guide Dog brush. The shape of it's got the handle across the top, but it's kind of flexible. It's a cross between that brush and a Zoom groom, and it's kind of made of some kind of rubber, and it's got like little nylon pins for the bristles. It's quite a harsh looking thing, but I am quite careful with it. But what I really love about this, I haven't got a Furminator or anything. I can't afford stuff like that. I can't really justify that cost. So this is really good, because what it actually does, and I can tell straight away that it's doing it when I look at the brush, is it actually, even though the bristles aren't very long, they're only like about a quarter of an inch, or about, I don't know, whatever that equivalent is in centimetres, millimetres. And straight away he starts to feel really smooth, because it gets the undercoat out. The dog's Labrador's, he's a cross lab retriever. He's got a very fine undercoat. It's really lovely and soft. When I've finished, I'm going to put all this on the grass, and then maybe the birds will come and take it for their nest. I'm a bit sceptical about doing that because of the cats, but hopefully they'll come down and get it when the cats have gone in for the night. Well, no, that's daft, because they'll be in bed themselves in the morning when the cats aren't around, because I don't let them out until about 10 o'clock at the earliest, because I want the birds to come down and get the worms and all that, and I don't want them being sitting ducks, so I won't let my cats out like at 4 a.m. turn around, good boy, because there's too many birds around coming down for insects and stuff at that time of the day, and I don't want them to fall prey to my horrible hunters. I love cats, I always have done, but I accept that that's how they are, but I don't like it. I don't need to like it, because I love birds as well. Turn around, you don't like having your tail done much, do you? Okay, I'm nearly done with this now. Most of the fur on this one comes out on his sides and his back hindquarters, I mean, I'm talking about, and on his shoulders. Yeah, because you've got very fluffy fur there, haven't you? Haven't you, boy? Okay, that'll do for that now. Great big handfuls of soft, fluffy fur. It's even more itchy than anything. Now, I've got a grooming spray. It's one that you can use every day. I've got it from Pets at Home. I can't remember what it's called, but it smells lovely. I'll spray that on him, and then I'm going to give him another quick brush over with that same brush again. I actually should have done that before brushing him the first time, and I forgot. Good boy. Same time while I'm doing this, I'm feeling him all over so that I know he hasn't got any lumps that shouldn't be there, or cuts, or... Good boy. Turn around. That's it. Okay. Those old crows have got lots to say for themselves, haven't they? Maybe they're doing their own personal booze. There, that'll do. Now, the last thing I will do, I've got an actual, good boy, a chamois leather. It's not one of those Vileda things the guide dogs give you, because that won't be the fire. It's an actual chamois leather. You can leather. All right, mate. You can buy it in Wilkinson's. This is where I got mine. I always sell them. I think they're for cleaning windows. I don't know what people use them for. Turn around. Turn around, boy. There you go. There's a good boy. He looks lovely now. Just those few minutes make such a difference. Well, there's no excuse for not doing it every day. Isn't that right, boy? There, you're all done. Good boy. Now I'm going to give you some treats. Sit. Good boy. Wait. Take it gently. That didn't even touch the sides. Bite it up. All right, one more. Okay, you chewed that one up. Okay. I think that's it for now. Bye for now.